Gabe Jones here. Before we head into the show today, we just wanted to first acknowledge and send our deepest regrets, sympathies, condolences to the families and friends who lost loved ones in Pittsburgh this past weekend. For those of you that don't know, the makers of this show are not far from Pittsburgh. In fact, we've spent a lot of time on the show. A lot of these interviews that you've heard over the years have been recorded in venues and areas around Pittsburgh area. And, you know, that city is close to our heart. And so this hits home with us. It's really hard to think about feeling unsafe in your house of worship. So that we're praying for peace. We're praying for that families will find hope somewhere, some way. I don't know what that would look like. But we pray that it happens in some way. And we have your back. We're here for you. We're here praying for you. And we're sorry. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk episode number 75. What's up, everybody? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a show by the fans, for the fans. Just like you, I'm a fan of Christian music, and we've got a great show for you today. We're continuing our dedication to the brand new Toby Mac record, The Elements. Last show we had on a couple members of the Diverse City Band. We had Gabe Patillo and DJ Madge. This show continues that. We have Toddy Funk, who's Toby Mac's bass player, and Keith Smith. They call him Keith Everett in the band. Keith does just about everything you can think of when it comes to playing instruments. He plays horns, he plays percussion, he plays guitars. He is the jack of all trades of the Diverse City Band, and he is on the show today with Toddy Funk, and we are so excited to talk to them about what they're doing. Even though this show is dedicated to the new release of The Elements, we're here to talk with these band members about what they're doing in their lives musically and kind of letting you get to know them a little bit more. You know, a lot of times it's fun to talk to these band members who they're on the grind with Toby Mac, but they might not necessarily have the platform to talk about what they're doing, and that's kind of that's why we're giving them the chance to do that on today's show. But before we head into that interview, we need to talk about our Patreon page, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We'd like to thank Maria and Leslie for helping join our team and helping us get closer to our goal. Hey guys, our goal for the year is $20 a month support. I think we are at about $15 a month right now. That means we only need 5 of you to join our team for as low as $1 a month. If 5 of you joined our team for $1 a month, that would help us meet our goal, our year-end goal, for the $20 a year. And what does that money do? That money helps us keep going, doing what we're doing. That helps us stay on the air. That helps us pay our bills for getting to put our podcast online. Unfortunately, it does cost money to store the podcast online so that everybody can listen to it. But with your support, we're able to continue doing that, and we would greatly appreciate if you'd check that out on patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. As you know, there's a couple things that you can get when you support us, such as shout outs, just like I gave to Maria and Leslie. And there's also an option for bonus episodes. Those bonus episodes are kind of me and the gang talking about the interviews in depth, kind of talking about the story about getting the interview, what it took to actually make that happen, and, you know, maybe some fun stories from the road that we end up having as a result of that interview. It's bonus content for those that give us on that tier. I think that's a $10 a month tier. There's also a $5 a month tier where you can get a shout out, and you can join our team for as low as $1 a month. Once again, our goal is $20 a month overall. We're at $15 a month right now. So all we need is 5 of you to join our team for $1 a month, and that would help us complete our goal. Check that out. It's at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We would greatly appreciate if you could join our team. We'd love to have you. So we are going to head right into our interviews. Toby Mac just released his record. It is called The Elements. Diverse City Band will be on tour with Toby Mac pretty soon on the Elements Theater Tour. It's a small tour. I think it's only a couple weeks long, and then they'll be heading out to the Air One Hits Tour next spring in 2019. I think that's a 2-month tour. So if you ever head out to a Toby Mac show, you'll see these guys on stage. So here's a chance for you to get to know them a little bit better. Without further ado, here is our interview with Toddy Funk and Keith Everett Smith.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
Do you want to go? Walk streets of gold. Hit me.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good.
Man, it's been a minute since we've gotten to talk last time.
Yeah, so where did we first meet?
Oh, man. I think we met... I think we just talked online mm-hmm. about helping you promote some stuff.
Yeah.
And we did something probably 3 years ago.
Wow.
And we just... I don't know. We just kind of catch up every now and then.
Because your last name is...
Jones.
And see, and there's another Gabriel that does what you guys, that does pretty much the same thing in the same, well, I'll say the same industry.
Yeah. Not as well as we do.
Right. See, I won't say that. And his name is Gabriel, and sometimes when I'm talking to you, I'm like, am I talking to this one? You know, and I have to remember, because both of y'all have beards and everything, yeah. man. And I'm like, okay, so which one am I seeing this time, you know? So
yeah.
It's a little bit of a stretch yeah. sometimes trying to remember it all. But yeah.
So we were talking kind of about, like, just since you started playing and how music is now, mm-hmm. just I know you love, like, funk and blues and,
jazz,
and that stuff.
Yeah.
Christian music historian, talking about all this 90s
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I thought we'd talk a little bit about that because that's mm-hmm. kind of your heart
yeah.
and just kind of what you listened to back then. And mm-hmm. you know, I know you talked to Brian Duncan. What were some mm-hmm. other...
Let's see, so, like, Brian Duncan, Crystal Lewis, Margaret Becker, Angelo and Veronica, Jonathan Gibson. And then, you know, so I was just saying that was, you know, they had a real R&B kind of flavor. And even live, I mean, I remember... The bands were so good, you know, there was a little bit of an intimidation factor, you know,
oh, yeah.
you go up as a young player and you see these guys, I mean, because a lot of those guys that were playing in those, for those artists, are guys that are probably still in Nashville doing, like, the sessions,
yeah.
you know, on the records.
Tommy
that are
Sims
being.
And those guys.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, with Amy Grant and so back then, the music, you know, the bands were very, very well seasoned players. You know, guys like Tommy Sims, Tom Hemby, you know, I mean, and the list goes on and on, and I'm not trying to eliminate anybody. It's just I don't, you know that
sure.
many guys. But and I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know today's a different day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in the 50s when your parents, you know, the parents, not our parents, but the parents of those kids back then, when that, you know, when rock and roll and that came in, they
yeah.
were like frowning upon that. It's kind of the same scenario.
Yeah.
And so music that's current today just isn't as musical because it's more production driven, it's more computer driven, it's less about a band aesthetic and more about how dope the producer is and how he can wow you with the types of, you know, sounds and samples and loops and his production prowess, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't minimize the artist's ability to sing. Sometimes it can, you know. But the bands, I've just noticed as a musician, and I'm not saying this to slight anybody, but the bands don't really hold as much weight to me. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, in my opinion, they don't hold as much weight as they did back in the, you know, early 90s and so forth.
Do you think that's an era thing? Like, so, like, back in the, you know, there was the Beatles.
Right.
And there was Rolling Stones. There was the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of in the 90s, the whole band thing kind of came back out. Do you think that's going to happen again eventually?
Well, man, I know me and all my friends that are musicians, we hope so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, and it's funny, but we're kind of like the, you know, I hate to say that, but I mean, we were around, you know, at the tail end of, you know, the musical
right.
phase, you know, and so we get it, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And we're still finding ways to make ourselves relevant now where, you know, where it has changed, and hopefully we can be here. And I think it has started, you know, and I think we see more of that in the mainstream than we do here in CCM, but, you know, the CCM industry seems to always kind of follow what
yeah.
the general market does anyway. So, you know, hey, I hope we get there, you know.
I think one of the things that is a good sign is you see DC Talk just did a cruise because
yep.
there's been such a high demand. The Newsboys are doing, like, they're
kind
united.
Kind of a similar thing, yeah.
Because I think, you know, when you have things like Spotify that's popular with the kids and I say the kids because I mean I still am one, but you know.
Yeah.
But people can get on there now and listen to that stuff.
Right.
And it's not nostalgia because it's, I mean, this is the first time they've gotten to hear
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And I think that might be a way that
mm-hmm.
this might come back into
mm-hmm.
what we need.
Right.
At least what you and I need, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah.
Girl After Cashmere killed it yesterday.
I'm sure
yeah. they're getting looked up by a lot of different people.
And that's good, you know,
yeah.
and so that's just a testament to the fact that good music is still good music.
Yeah.
You know, you can't slight, you know, great artistry, you know, whether it's, you know, music driven or production driven, you know, great artistry is always going to be great artistry. Yeah.
You know, speaking of Spotify, what is that, you know, as an artist that puts out your own music,
mm-hmm.
How does that influence what you do? Because, I mean, that's...
You
Spotify
know,
is a big
question.
Way that people consume music.
Good question. You know what, man? It doesn't change anything about the way that I do what I do. Because there are so many artists on Spotify and digital music platforms that cover the gamut musically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that, you know, people have more of a variety of choices. So the music just has to be good. So my thing is, I just need to make people aware of what I'm doing so they can have access to it. Yeah, it's on Spotify, but I need, you know, we're working on ways to make people aware, you
mm.
know, playlist curation, you know, working on, you know, finding out, you know, what you know, helps get me in front of,
yeah,
you know, the audience so that they can say, oh, okay, that's Toddy Funk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so weird that playlists on Spotify is the way people find music.
Yep.
Where, like, 20 years ago, you come to a festival like
right.
this, and they'd have a sampler,
mm-hmm.
and there'd be 20 bands you've never heard of, and maybe two you have, and
right.
that's how they discovered
right.
people. I just think that's so
It's a different
crazy.
Age, man. Yeah, so it's like, okay, so we have to figure out how to do that with digital, you know,
yeah.
digital platforms, you know?
Yeah, so... What are you working on? I know
mm-hmm.
you had New City come out not too long ago. Are you working
right.
on anything else?
You know, so New City really didn't get the push that that we wanted initially. So actually, there's been a push initiative with New City, and we're starting to see streams that's being added to a number of playlists. I mean, I'm getting reports about the different playlists that's been added to, and I'm really excited because I know that New City is a song that will resonate with the public, you know, and so I'm just glad to see it getting legs right now. Yeah. So we'll continue to push New City until the next single comes out, you know. And yeah,
it's so weird how people take time to find music. Like, mm-hmm. 21 Pilots, they released a record 3 years ago, and it didn't catch any kind of attention till like a year after.
See,
and it just blew up after that.
That's great. I didn't know that. Because see, you just think it just came out of nowhere. Because you know, because all of a sudden, 21 Pilots. Who are these guys? These are kids from Ohio.
Yeah, Columbus.
You know, you know.
That could be
football
you
next stadiums.
Year.
Yeah, Toddy Funk. Football stadium.
Well, hey, that's what I see.
Super Bowl 2022 halftime show.
That's what I see, man. I'm telling you.
They got to have someone to film the footsteps of Prince.
Yeah,
you could do that.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah.
So, how could people find you online? And because I know you're going to be putting stuff out. So
absolutely.
How could people find you?
Okay, so we'll start with the website. It's www.toddyfunk, and that's spelled TODDEFUNK.com. From there, you can take Toddy Funk, go to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Bands in Town, anything, you know, any social media platform, Toddy Funk, that's where you'll find me online. Yeah, yeah.
And you're usually pretty present at Toby shows,
yes.
too. Like, I've noticed you're always out there talking with people.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And that's one of my favorite things to do, especially these festivals, because there's so many people here from all over. You know, I want to try to get out and touch as many people as I can, man, and you know, share with them, and you know, maybe even pray with them, or you know, impart some kind of wisdom if possible. You know what I mean? So I'm all about getting out there and talking to the kids, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I know you're traveling all over the place the next couple of days, so we'll let you go. But
it's all good, man.
Thanks.
Who's the general in the bus? Like, who's the one that makes sure everybody's on time?
That would be Justin Magaldi.
Yeah.
He is our road manager, and he does a great job.
Is he the one that booked all these shows?
No,
that's
CAA. That would be Toby's booking agency, you know. And they're pros. They've been doing it for years, and they've done it for some of the biggest artists in the game.
We won't complain about it. Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
All right, you guys.
What's your name?
Keith Smith.
Okay, so we right off the bat we have a question about this name thing.
Keith Smith.
So we
there's Toby
Mac.
We have
Smiths in our family. So that's cool.
Toddy Funk. There's Holland. There's
DJ
Madge. You're Keith. Where's your nickname?
What's your nickname?
Oh, you know, they call me Everett a lot of times.
Okay.
I don't really have a nickname yet, do I?
I think like in the next album there needs to be a nickname for you to be official.
I would agree with this.
When did you start with them?
Almost 3 years ago.
Okay. That sounds about right, because me and my wife met you somewhere in like West Virginia.
Yeah, refresh my memory. I was trying to put it all together, because I know you.
You were looking for a coffee place, and you had in-ears in, and I was like, well, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got to be somebody.
You know, but that is how you get into any show you want to.
Yeah.
You flash a badge and put on in-ears.
Yes.
You can go pretty much anywhere.
Key. But, so how did you get hooked up with Toby?
I got hooked up with Toby because I do a lot of recording in Nashville, a lot of horns in particular, trumpet, riding horns for people. I've been on a lot of records, and so I got called by a friend of mine to play on a song for Toby, and I'm a huge fan going back to like DC Talk era. So we did, and the first song I played on was Move, and then he called us back to do other songs, and the buddy who called me moved to Atlanta, and so I didn't end up. So they called me to put the session together, and so we did maybe two or three other sessions, and the last one was Feel It, which I wrote all the horns for and stuff, and so that just turned into a good working relationship. And he said, hey, do you play other stuff? And I said, yeah, I play drums and keys and stuff. He said, well, do you play guitar? And I said, see, here's the deal, I do play guitar, but when someone asks you in Nashville if you play guitar, it's like kinda like can I play like most of the players in Nashville?
A G, C, and D? Like,
no. I mean, I'm maybe a little better than a G, C, and D kind of player, but like some of those guys are just the most amazing players. So I said, kinda.
Yeah.
I think I could do a good enough job. And so when I showed up and could actually play guitar fairly well, they were like, oh, that's really good. But he hired me without having heard me play anything.
You could have just said yes. Trumpet. Yeah.
I could have just said yes. But I don't want to oversell it. Like, right. You can't oversell. Like, it, the only way it looks bad is if you oversell it and then underdeliver. So I'd rather said, yeah, kind of, and have done a good job. So
you said you were a DC Talk fan. How was it being on the – were you on the Jesus Freak Cruise?
I was on the Jesus Freak Cruise.
How was it like playing on the Jesus Freak Cruise growing up as a DC Talk fan and actually being there when all that happened?
Well, it was pretty awesome. But a couple things about it is that I didn't play with DC Talk on the DC Talk
Cruise.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah, they did. But it
maybe
was,
next year.
But I did play with them at the Dove Awards.
Okay.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was pretty amazing. Like, that was the most full circle of my career moments, mm-hmm. was being a big DC Talk fan and then playing with DC Talk, which was pretty crazy. The other one was I was a huge Elton John fan, and I've worked with Elton. And so those were, like, my two big, like, full circle moments. In Chicago, I guess, would be the other one. But, so yeah, it was pretty awesome. We were expecting a baby in, like, 2 weeks on the cruise, and so I actually left. I got off in like Nassau and flew home just in case. So I didn't actually get to see them on the cruise. It was kind of a bummer. But yes, huge fan, Kevin and Michael and Toby.
What got you started into horns? There's, Heaven Bound by DC Talk, and then there's the ska era. But horns aren't very often in music.
I would say they're more popular now than they've ever been. Are you guys using the audio or just using it to write?
Audio.
You will be using the audio. Okay, we'll cut that part out. I was just trying to figure out how much noise to make with this trail mix.
It is what it is. We got drums in the background.
Horns are more popular than they've been in a while. But, I mean, I grew up a band nerd, many of us. But I was the nerd who, like, showed up. You know, I took all my study halls. I went to the band room and learned a new instrument and just played. I wanted to be a composer when I was in middle school. And so I went to Ohio State for a couple of years, and then I transferred to Liberty University and played on the worship band there. And then I moved out to Southern California to work at a church. And I thought I wasn't going to play my horn much there, and ended up playing my horn a bunch. And then I moved to Nashville, a band that I helped form called Anthem Lights.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
They got signed to a label, and so I decided to move to Nashville. And again, I thought I wouldn't play my horn. And there's a band called Denver and the Mile High Orchestra that I was asked to sub for, and then I eventually joined the band. And that just got me playing on other people's stuff. And my friend Justin Carpenter, who used to play keys for Plum, was the trombone player in Denver the Mile High Orchestra and went to college with Jack White's music, one of his engineers, and called him to put together a horn section for Jack. And so I ended up playing on a bunch of Jack White stuff. And so it's just turned into a thing. There's a lot of producers and a lot of musicians and not a lot of great horn players who do pop music and stuff.
Does it bother you when you can tell it's not a real horn? It's just, like, artificially put in there?
Yes and no. If the fake horns are supposed to sound real and they don't sound good, yes, that bothers me. But there's a certain kind of pop music where, like, fake horns sound
like in
fake on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of a thing. You know, that doesn't bother me at all. Like, but it does bother some people, but it doesn't bother me.
So what I know you mentioned Elton John and DC Talk. What were your influences growing up?
Well, I was a huge Plum fan. Hmm. Meeting Tiffany was a huge...
She's nice.
Yeah, huge deal. Actually, my friend Justin Carpenter, who I said, he invited me to his wife's birthday party, and Tiff was there. I was sitting around, like, super nervous because...
Nerding out.
Yeah, and she cut a song that we wrote together a while back, and so that was pretty cool. Yeah, I was just a huge fan of her early stuff. for sure.
Have you heard her new album? I know she just put out.
No, you know, I saw it, and I keep looking for a free 30 minutes to listen to it, yeah. But I haven't heard it yet, no.
Yeah, you guys have to be all the way in Texas within the next 6 hours or something crazy like that.
Yeah, we play in New York tomorrow morning, and then we fly tomorrow afternoon to Dallas to play.
You booked that.
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What is, kind of wrapping up, what is one of your, like, dream collaborations that you could do if you had to pick somebody?
Huh. That is a really good question. Like, who would I like to produce music for? I don't know.
Can't say Toby.
No, well, I haven't produced anything for Toby. That'd be rough, but...
Maybe if DC Talk called you, they're getting a reunion record finally. And
oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be really awesome. You know, I will make a plug for my wife. Her name's Tasha Layton, and she's putting out a record on BEC Records. And it's pretty unbelievable. She's really unbelievable. And so she would say to collaborate with, like, U2 or...
Coldplay or something.
Maroon
like that.
5, yeah, Chris Martin, those kind of things. Those are her dream duets.
That's his wheelhouse. Yeah.
I'm just so behind the scenes, and I end up just so grateful for all the things I get called for. And, like, I don't know. I've been in those seasons of life where I've, like, been real driven and, like, I got to go get that Grammy or I got to go get that thing. And
yeah.
It's always led to such burnout for me that, like, yeah. I've really turned it into, I'll put my head down every day and, like, have loved what I did that day.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I don't have an answer for you when you ask about those things, because I'm such a music fan, but, like, I just am so grateful for all the things I currently
Nothing wrong with living in the moment. But, hey, man, thank you so much for your time. I know your time is very valuable, but I really appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm honored you would want to have me on.
No problem, man.
That was our interviews with Toddy Funk and Keith Everett Smith. We'd like to thank them so much for joining us on a busy, busy festival day. That was a stretch for those of you that might follow the band. That was a very, very rough stretch of time for them. They played the Creation Festival on a Thursday night. They got on their bus right after the show, headed up to New York City, played Times Square. I think it was like at 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning. About 6 hours after leaving the Creation stage, they were at Times Square playing a show. And the very next day, they had a show in Texas. So that was a very long stretch for them. And those guys were still kind enough to give us some time to talk and chat with us, it's just so that you guys could get to know them better. And you could always go check their projects out. Toddy Funk gave you some information about how you could check out his music. I think his new single, which is called New City, is out anywhere you can listen to music, so check that out. And follow the band on the road as they head out on tour on the Toby Mac Elements Small Theater Tour, as well as the Air One Hits Tour next spring in 2019. And of course, Jesus Freak Cruise, it's coming back next year in 2019. They'll be there as well. Check that out. And also check us out on iTunes or on Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to music. If you have the choice, subscribe to us if you can. Give us a nice review. We would absolutely love if you could do that. If you do give us a nice review, we'd love if you take a screenshot and send that to us. We'll give you a shout-out on the next show. Hey, we're also on Facebook on the Decent Christian Talk page and the Decent Christian Talk podcast group discussion. Of course, we are on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. That's DC Talk Act and the number 2. We are on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast. And, of course, our website, decentchristiantalk.com. Everything that we post is on there. You can give us your email address on there, and we will send you an email every single time we post. There's also a way to donate to us on there as well. If you'd like to do a one-time donation instead of the Patreon monthly thing, there's an option that you can donate to us on there. Hey guys, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. I don't want to reveal who our next few guests will be, but it's big. It's really big, and you don't want to miss it. Hey guys, once again, before we head off, we say this every time, our favorite thing that you can do to help us out, especially if you can't donate or join our team that way, our favorite thing that you can do besides all that is sharing this with a friend, sharing this with somebody that you think would like, maybe a Toby Mac fan that you think would might want to check out some of these new band members, or not new band members, but I guess Keith is new, but I guess people that would be curious about this, share that with them, and we would greatly appreciate. That's a great way for our podcast to grow, and that's our favorite thing that you could do for us. Hey guys, we will check you out next time. You have a great, great day. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.